And this is 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Got a note from Paul. He says, that's Bananarama's best song ever. Robert De Niro's Waiting, right here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Thanks for calling, Paul. Hey, Nate gave us a call, too. He says, Flobots can ride a bike with no arms. Okay. We'll just jot that one down. Kitty is out there. And Lecky and Harvey. And Lecky and Harvey, thank you so much. Not only did they give me food, but it was homegrown and pesticide-free. Might have had a couple bugs on it, I'm not sure, but they were delicious, whatever it was. Hey, we've got a big concert coming up May 4th. It's a fundraiser for your community radio station, WMNF. And what we do is we put four stages together, 16 bands, and you pay a little bit to get in, and it helps keep us on the air. We make a little money. And in the meantime, I mean, what's a better way to make money than listen to music, right? Or put on music. It sounds good to me. So it's happening at the Cuban Club in Ybor City, and that is on May 4th. And it's only $40, no fees. Now, I've got some friends in Philadelphia. They paid $75, all right, just $5 less. But then they had the fees, and then they had the taxes. And they're only seeing the record company. You're getting to see 15 other bands. I'll tell you, I asked Dave, I said, Dave, what is the best song that they do that we need to play on the air? And he said, you got to play that song called Off the Ground. Okay, Dave, you got it. Thank you.
tropical heat wave.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, we're the Lulus from Tuesday Traffic Jam. WMNF's tropical heat wave is coming to the Cuban Club in Ybor City May 4th. And we don't want you to miss this night. 16 bands, including the sensational Barnes Brothers, Eddie 9V, Ruthie Foster, The Record Company, and Say She She.
In the Cantina, you can see Christopher James Band, Selwyn Birchwood, The Dolly Rots, Sweeping Promises, and Tiger 54.
Stop by the theater for the hip-hop experience.
Dance in the ballroom with the Real Class, Black Valley Moon, Divine AF, Soul 4, North Star, and wow, World Fusion. Go to tropicalheatwave.org for tickets or for further information, call 813-238-8001. See you at the heat wave.
Having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
When I was young, everything told me was wrong. The only kind of magic's when the radio's on. I never knew the words, but I had to sing along. In this cosmic backseat education, all the girls in the bleachers with the magazine eyes, the boys in the basement when the cops roll by. If you think you know just who you are, it's probably all a lie. In this cosmic backseat education.
New from Blitz and Trapper, Cosmic Backseat Education. Wonder what that's about. New Pornographers before that would Sing Me Spanish Disco. And we started off with a band that's playing a tropical heat wave. You've probably heard a lot about them. They got a good buzz. Is The Record Company. We heard a track called Off the Ground. Go to Tropical Heat Wave for just a $40 ticket cost in advance. That's a good deal. Another good deal is Mobile's Monday happening right after this show at a couple minutes after 6 o'clock with Larry Lisk. And then, of course, we stole Bob Seymour from another radio station, and he's doing Jazz in the Night. It'll come on right after Mo Blues at 9 o'clock. So don't touch the dial. Keep a listening. Well, keep a listening for this guy. You probably heard him, Selwyn Birchwood. all around the country doing this song. He's kind of making fun of us a little bit, but the song is called A Florida Man.
A shocking story tonight from Florida. Police say a Florida man was arrested for allegedly keeping a boa constrictor in his pool. Tonight at 11, his face, Florida man attempts to sell baby to police.
Down where rebel flags meet Mickey Mouse. Down where the Wild West meets the dirty South. A phenomenon that can't be explained. Goes by the name of Florida Man. Florida Man gets drunk and shoots guns at hurricanes. Florida man reports a burglary to authorities because he stole his stamps. Florida man commits a felony, armed robbery, and a Spider-Man mask. Is there something in the water makes him act this way? Is it the Nancy light, the crystal meth, the cocaine? You don't drink and drive, he drinks when he's stopped at traffic lights. Even surprised when I hear that he married a carnival ride. Florida man gets drunk, shoots guns at hurricanes. Florida man gets high on bath salts and eats a things. Florida man reports a burglary to authorities cause they stole his dance. Florida man commits a felony, armed robbery, and a Spider-Man.
Can't move my arms. Okay, that's part
And that's Matt the Electrician with My Arms. And before that, we heard Selwyn Birchwood with Florida Man. Well, that, you probably have stories like that all the time, don't you, Chris?
I do.
You do? Well, maybe we'll be hearing another one soon. Take it away.
All right. Thanks, Flea, and good afternoon. I'm Chris Young with the WMNF News headlines at 529. Governor Ron DeSantis is floating the idea of strict punishments for Florida college students who target Jewish students while protesting the Israel-Hamas war. DeSantis's comments came today, the same day the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum called on American universities to address rising anti-Semitism on college campuses. The governor said he'd like to see international students who harass Jewish students lose their visas and American students expelled.
And so they do, the students do this stuff knowing there's not going to be any repercussions. The minute there's repercussions, you will start to see a change in behavior.
The Council on American Islamic Relations and the Anti-Defamation League have reported on rising Islamophobia and anti-Semitism on college campuses since the war began in October. The Pinellas County School District is set to introduce a new, cost-effective child care option for its employees. Beginning in late July, the district will soon offer day-long child care services for kids aged 12 to 48 months. The daycare is estimated to cost about half of what average child care services are in the county. Laura Hine is the school board chair. At a recent board meeting, she said she hopes the service will help them retain the best and brightest teachers and staff.
I imagine a day where it does expand and Pinellas County Schools could provide childcare as a term of employment. We have teachers and staff members having to decide to leave because they cannot find that care.
The district plans to set up the service in unused space at Pinellas Secondary School in Pinellas Park. Over the weekend, Venezuela's political opposition chose a new candidate to run against President Nicolas Maduro. WLRN's Tim Padgett reports many Venezuelan exiles in Florida are optimistic about this election.
Venezuela's opposition coalition tapped Edmundo Gonzalez Friday night to run in the July 28th presidential election. Gonzalez replaces Maria Corina Machado. She won the opposition presidential primary, but the authoritarian Maduro regime is barring her candidacy. Gonzalez is a 74-year-old former ambassador who's directed the opposition coalition in recent years. Miami expat Beatrice Rangel was a Venezuelan presidential chief of staff in the 1990s who went to school with Gonzalez. She says he has the temperament to confront the regime.
He's a very level-headed person, incredibly patient. So the madness of the regime is not going to move him from his goal. It's going to be his best weapon.
Though Gonzalez is a diplomat, Rangel believes he has enough common touch to challenge the socialist Maduro.
Edmundo grew up in a small Venezuelan town. He's easygoing, always has a smile, always has a joke.
Polls show Gonzalez with a large lead over Maduro, thanks largely to Venezuela's severe humanitarian crisis. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
A Leon County Circuit judge today put a hold on Florida State University's lawsuit against the Atlantic Coast Conference, saying the school needs to amend its legal challenge before the big money case can move forward. FSU filed the lawsuit December 22nd in Leon County, challenging what it describes as more than $500 million in penalties if it wants to exit the conference. But the day before the Leon County case was lifted, or the case was filed, the conferences filed a lawsuit in North Carolina against FSU about many of the same issues. Legal issues in the battle between the conference and FSU center on media rights and could end with the school leaving the conference. The issues are being closely watched in college athletics, which is undergoing major conference realignments. Attorney Peter Rush represents FSU. He argues the potential penalties are unreasonable.
The FSU board merely seeks to exit the Republic, leaving the ACC and all its members intact as they go.
Representing the ACC, Amber Nunnally says the university breached a contract by filing the lawsuit.
After operating under and receiving the financial benefits of the grants of rights for more than a decade, Florida State is now asking you to invalidate the contracts they believe no longer serve them.
Much of today's argument centered on the issue of personal jurisdiction or whether the lawsuit could be brought against the conference in Florida. The ACC argued that FSU failed to lay out details about personal jurisdiction in its legal complaint. Judge John Cooper agreed, but said FSU could have more time to address the issue. Columbia University has canceled in-person classes, and police have arrested dozens of students at Yale University as tensions over the war in the Middle East continue to grow on U.S. college campuses. The moves at the Ivy League schools came hours before this evening start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. A New Haven, Connecticut police spokesperson said about 45 protesters were arrested at Yale this morning and charged with misdemeanor trespassing. All were being released on promises to appear in court later. Following arrest last week at Columbia, pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up encampments on other campuses around the country, including at the University of Michigan, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of North Carolina. Right now it's 78 degrees and sunny. Tonight will be mainly clear with a low of 58. I'm Chris Young with the WMNF News headlines at 5:35 on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
Yeah. hold of you somehow. Animals inside of the zoo.
Eclectic Community Music Festival Tropical Heat Wave 2024 is taking place on May 4th in Ybor City. We are full up on food vendors and are now seeking arts and crafts vendors to offer a variety of items for attendees. Tropical Heat Wave will be held at the Cuban Club located on the corner of República de Cuba and Palm Avenue in Ybor City. For more information and vendor fees, please email WMNF at WMNF.org or call during business hours at 813-238-8001. Go to tropicalheatwave.org for lineup, tickets, and more. Thanks.
Take all those worries, put them in. that's right. Now congratulate yourself. Send a meaningful prayer of sympathy to all your enemies. Call a friend, ask them how they're getting on, and mean it. Come on, remove yourself from everything you're afraid of. Come on, remove yourself from everything you're afraid of. Oh, yeah. Then play guitar. Like you never had before. Now get down on your knees, right down on those dirty knees. Do not fight, ask the light for the might to help you find some peace. Think of everyone you hurt, starting with yourself. Everyone you lied to, starting with
Tim Easton with Everything You're Afraid Of, new from him. Chicana Batman before that would Live Today, and we started off with Dan Byrne, title track to his album New American Language. Like it wasn't hard enough to learn this one. He wants to come up with another one. Dan. Well, got some really fun news. We had the WMNF Volunteer Awards ceremonies and picnic, I guess you might call it, yesterday. And, well, I don't have time to read them all. So many great volunteers. You can probably go to the website and see who won. But Lifetime Achievement Award go to Joellen Schilke. You know her from Art in Your Ear. And Volunteer of the Year, Doug Rennick, and also does fill-ins. And he knows records inside and out, and he's a great help at our record sale. Programmer of the Year, Laura Taylor, who you find every Saturday between 4 and 6 o'clock. And then we had our new programmer of the year, Cool Aunt Cindy Philpott. And she's on Mondays between 3 and 6 a.m. These are just some great DJs and other great people doing so many volunteer jobs. This radio station wouldn't exist if it wasn't for all the volunteers, all the people helping out. Let's hear something from a band that's going to be a tropical heat wave. They're called Sweeping Promises. And I think you're going to like this. And I think you're going to like going to the show. It's happening May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ypor City.
And goes. to old St. Chris. Dress me in my suit of blue and my favorite picture of you. Ferrari 49, bury me with my last silver dime. You might get a long distance call, might tell a lie, might tell it all.
Somewhat new music from Alejandro Escovedo. The track is Bury Me off a new CD called Echo Dancing, in which he takes 14 songs from his career and redoes them for this album. Interesting to hear the rest of them. I think it just came out, and he's going to be up in Philadelphia for a music conference, and maybe we can trick him into telling us what it's all about. Before that, Sweeping Promises with Good Living, right here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa, and they are going to be playing at Tropical Heatwave. It's May 4th. Tickets are only $40 for 16 bands over the course of a full nighttime. So maybe you work early, you can come late. Maybe you work late, you can go early. Whatever. We're here for you. Whatever we can do to get you out there to see this great show, because we don't want you to miss it. And give us a call at 813-238-8001. Well, this is at that point in the show when we dig out Beatle covers, crazy, stupid, silly, fun, dumb, whatever. Let's give it a listen. You can decide for yourself. This is 88.5 WMNF Tampa, and this is Charlie Parr with Rocky Raccoon.